All right, from New York, it's time to go inside her story with Jackie Reed. Good morning, Jackie.
Friday.
Thank you.
Thank you. Now, there is somewhat of a new name in Hollywood you need to know if you already don't. Now, her name is Janine Daniels, and she is often described as a beast when it comes to her work. She is, follow this if you can, a writer, director, cinematographer, musical director, actor, producer, executive producer, creator, financer, craft services, and so much more. When it comes to some of the most popular television shows on the web, including That Guy, The Couple, and Becoming Nia. Now, right now, she's most known for her work with BlackAndSexyTV.com, but that's about to change. She's creating new content under her new company, 927 Entertainment. And I'm so happy, because I'm such a huge fan, to be going inside her story with Janine Daniels. Good morning, Janine.
Good morning, everybody.
So happy to have you here. Now, you walked away from a very promising career at Disney to pursue a career in TV. But most people would think, wait a minute, staying at Disney would be a better route to a career in creating TV content. But why was online a better option for you?
Being online was a better option for me because I knew that our images weren't necessarily happening the way we needed them to happen on network TV. And in order to do that, in order to create authentic content, we needed to be behind it. We needed to have our own lane and be behind the creativity, be the driving force. And I just knew that I had to go out on my own and make that happen.
Well, talk more about that, because some of your most popular shows came from your work with Black and Sexy TV, a digital network you helped create. Among them, there was The Couple, That Guy, Becoming Nia. All different shows, but in common in how they portrayed black people. Explain that in a little more detail.
Well, I knew that off top, I wanted to do a show. I wanted to do shows in general that I felt were authentic to my experience as a young black woman, as a millennial, as, you know, somebody who was a creative. And when I did The Couple, I wanted to just be about a couple who just happened to be black. That's it. That's all I wanted. When I did That Guy, I wanted to do something about black men who just happened to be black men living, learning, loving, parenting, navigating life, figuring out who they were. I wanted to Becoming Nia. I wanted to have a heroine who is a plus-size, natural-haired black woman, single mother. You know, that's always a B storyline. That's always a homegirl in a show. She's never a lead, and I wanted to make sure that that was something that I made, you know, current and important, because those storylines never get told for us.
And to see, because oftentimes we are invisible.
Right. Those
absolutely.
Types, right. Especially like Judah in That Guy. For those who may not understand his character, kind of describe Judah and who he is and what he looks like, Janine.
I often describe Judah as a big black lumberjack. he's about 6'5". 300 plus pounds, huge beard, bald, wonderful, beautiful smile. And men who look like that are often criminals, or they're football players, or they're getting arrested, or they're just never seen as leads.
They're not going to be on TV shows, you're right. You're
definitely right, it's so true. Janine, what was it like when, you know, you put your work out there with these shows particularly, because they're all, you know, they were so popular. What was it like to realize that people were loving your work in the numbers that they were? What was that like for you as a creative?
Honestly, it was pretty awesome. As a creative, sometimes you kind of sit and you stir in your creative juices, and you think what you're doing is great, but you never really know. You know, you just kind of hope that people are receptive to it and that they understand why you did it. And so you're making these images, you're creating these shows and these storylines, and you're just really hoping, like, do people like this? Is it funny? Are they going to laugh when I laugh? Are they going to feel the way that I felt? And so when people started following me on social media or emailing me telling me, hey, I am Nia, or my best friend is Judah, or I'm just like Mike, or Deanna is my soul sister, I was like, okay, it's happening the way I want.
Now, this is online.
All online.
Yeah, okay, what kind of numbers are you drawing?
Each show has different numbers. So in the beginning, my first show, That Guy, had the worst numbers. Women were not very happy at first, and they couldn't really understand. They were like, well, why are these men like that? And I was like, well, hey, these are genuine, authentic conversations. And as the time went on, it actually became our number one show on the network.
And do you remember that moment when someone said, "Yeah, that's me," or "Yeah, I've dated Judah," or
we've all dated Judah.
I have all of my DMs.
Right. You know what, Janine, what I wanted to ask you about is a lot of folks think that when you're in this world of, you know, creating, and she also acts in a lot of her projects, mm-hmm. when you're in this world, in Hollywood particularly, that it's very glamorous, but it's not. And I really want you to talk about that because I've heard it described as like guerrilla television making. How would you describe it and explain how unglamorous it is?
You know, it's sacrifice. It's saying, okay, we got $100. Either we're going to feed the crew, you're going to pay a cell phone bill, or we're going to just let your phone get cut off. We're going to pay the crew and figure something else out. Everybody has a skill set. I need everybody to wear 15 different hats. You're going to be AD, you're going to be art department, and you're going to be craft services. Okay, you're going to be the gaffer, and you're going to be first assistant camera assistant, and you're going to hold the camera, and then you're going to hop on the other side and be in it. You know, right. it's that kind of love and passion. It's 5 o'clock in the morning over here in LA, and I have been up since about 13 hours. I just finished shooting about 2 hours ago.
Wow,
and that's just what it is.
And all of her work, Tom, has original music.
Which
tell
is
us
awesome.
About that because the music is amazing.
Thank you. Music is very important to me. I often feel like in my other life, I was an A&R, so <Yeah. laughs> it's very important to me that I curate. It's the one thing that I just haven't been able to let anybody else do is touch my music. I'm very particular about it. I search for music for hours on SoundCloud and Bandcamp looking for things, and I just so happen to have a network of friends who all do music. So as soon as I finish the scene, I'm like, yo, you guys, here's the scene. Can you make something? And they'll just make something for me.
Yeah, unfortunately, we are running out of time, but I want to let people know that your new company is 927 Entertainment, and you have a new project you're working on, Strings Attached, correct?
Yes, ma'am, that's it.
Which is what?
Tell us about that.
Strings Attached is a new comedy that I have, which will on a new online platinum called Control Television.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just us being us, having relationships, figuring it out.
Congratulations.
I love it.
It's so inspiring and it's so much fun to watch. And you do tap into so many real elements of our lives. So really enjoying it so much. Congratulations.
How can we support Janine? Where should we go?
Just follow me on social media, Miss Antinine.
Okay. Thank you, Janine Daniels, 927 Entertainment.
Black and sexy Janine. Thank you.
What a story.
It is.
Huggy next.
All online.
25 past the hour.